Hello and welcome to Life as It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I would like to talk about friendships. And the reason why I would like to talk about friendships is because I've been watching and following a story about a young lady that was murdered in Cabo. She took a trip with other people. And she was murdered. And these six people, after allegedly killing her, hopped back on a flight and came back to the States. Okay. You know, there was a video that also surfaced where she was beat up by one person. She didn't fight back, so it wasn't a fight. Because if it's a fight, you're going to fight back. This girl refused to fight back, and she even said no when the guy that was recording her, supposedly her best friend, told her to fight back. She said no. The girl was little. She was petite, you know. She was beat. I mean, the way the other person was hitting her and punching her, picked her up by her, basically took her neck and flipped her over because the girl ended up with a broken neck. They sent pictures out of her deceased. I mean, these people did all kinds of ungodly things to this young lady. And to do the things that they did to her, allegedly, which one person, they have put a warrant out for her arrest, and Mexico is trying to get her brought back to Mexico to be charged for the murder. But they say there's another video out of the young lady being beat up by other people as well. There's videos surfacing, they say allegedly, of her being beat up by more than one person. They treated her like shit. She had videos of her looking for them and they were hiding from her in this resort. But come to find out, they also robbed her of $10,000, which her parents say she took down there with her. She didn't spend $10,000 in one day. She was barely there a day before she was murdered. And I'm kind of speechless because you have really got to be jealous, envious, and a lot of other things to do to her what they did to her. And this was, other men was there, other women was there. And they say the only reason why she was invited is because they couldn't afford the room. They couldn't afford the villa that they needed to stay in. So they needed her money. They didn't like her. Apparently her so-called best friend was, you know, he was in on it. So obviously he wasn't even a good friend from the start anyway. It was for his birthday. She wasn't originally invited like the other people were. They just needed her money because none of them could afford to pay for this villa. So she paid. She paid whatever they couldn't afford to pay, which was probably over half of it. You know, this is why I tell people, I'm not being an ignorant person, but come on, you always have to be careful about the type of friends that you keep around you. You cannot have people around you that's going to be envious. If they don't have what you have, I think you really have to be careful about that, because if they can't get the things that you can get, there might be a chance where they're going to develop some kind of envy or jealousy towards you, and that's not good. So that's why I say, hang with who has what you have, and it keeps down a lot of trouble, okay? And it's not her fault. She was just being a kind girl. She was just being friendly. She was helping out people that she thought were her friends, especially the guy. He was supposed to be her best friend. And I watched the video where he taped after the murder, after he ran back to the States. His story on what happened changed three times, three to four times. First, he said he wasn't there. Then someone says they've seen his ticket showing what time he actually got, what time he made it to Cabo, and everything. And he's been lying. And it's sad because she really thought he was her good friend, and he wasn't. He video recorded them beating her, and he's telling her to fight back. That has got to be the worst feeling in the world for your child, for a parent to know that their child went, left the country with some people that plotted the whole time they were there to allegedly kill her. And I've always been the type, I tell my kids, be watchful. People that's envious of you, that's jealous of you. I've had a quite a few associates, and this is the thing. As you can see, I didn't say friends. I said I've had quite a few associates, okay, that I knew did not like me, but I didn't claim them as friends either, and I did not go anywhere, as in traveling with them anywhere. We stayed in our hometown, we would hang out, but most of the time I would hang out. I had a sister there with me as well. I didn't trust them. I would get the looks from them. I would have other people, strangers, telling me, "Hey, is that your friend over there? Well, they said this and that about you. They're not really your friend." And it was all jealousy. Jealousy. And it's sad, but I've dealt with jealous women. And that's why today, at this age that I am now, in my just turning 50, I have no female friends. I don't. Because they've shown me too many times that they could not be trusted. And I'm okay not having female friends. Not saying that men can't be envious and jealous as well, but from what I've dealt with, the jealousy and envy I've had has always come from other women. So, the story is I constantly talk to my children, even though they're grown up. Always watch people's facial expressions. Listen clearly to what they're saying. Because a jealous person, or even a drunk person, when you're young and you're hanging out with your friends and everybody might take a drink here and there, they say a drunk person tells their truth. Always listen, because something's going to come out about how they really feel about you. Even if they're not drinking, it's always there, little comments, all you have to do is just pay attention to it. And you'll see. But some people just lay that friend word down so loosely. You cannot just call someone a friend. That's why I always say my associates, I do not use friend loosely like that. Now, this poor child, she was tortured. I mean, basically tortured the whole time she was there by these envious, trifling ass people. And anytime you travel somewhere with someone and you do that and you hop back on a flight and you leave that person deceased in a villa, deceased, and you go and you run to the airport to try to get away, and then goes to her parents' house and say that the child was, she had alcohol poisoning. How does alcohol poisoning break your neck? Come on now. Let's be honest. And they went to her parents' house three times with the same lie until the coroner called the parents and told them the girl was beat and had a broken neck, blunt force blunt force trauma to her body. Okay. Then she never heard from any of them again because they knew that the parents knew the truth. These people need to go right back to Mexico and never ever see the world outside of that prison in Mexico. All six of them need to be in Mexico where they did that crime and locked away for the rest of their lives. But from what the articles are saying, they only have a warrant out for that one person, and that's the one that was fighting her on the video. But there's other videos out there where she was being, beat by other ones that was there. But the main one, I suppose they're saying she could have been the one that caused the death of this child, because she was young. She was a business owner. She was only in her 20s. She was a business owner. She had a lot going for herself, and it was jealousy, pure jealousy. And every time I read anything new about the story, I just get so disgusted, because people are so, just so. If you don't get out there and let me just say this, if you don't get out there and get your own things, don't be angry and envious because someone else did. Don't be angry because someone decided to go out and get what they wanted to get, and you decided to sit on your ass and not get it. Don't go and kill someone because you can't have what they have, because you're so envious and so jealous. You can't stand the fact that they're breathing and walking around and being so successful. Get your shit together. Get your shit together. Get out there and get your own shit, okay? I tell you, I just do not like people like that. I sit on the internet sometimes when I'm doing my business on the internet, and I'll go on like social media, and I might see something where someone's being successful, talking about their success, and all you see is these degenerates in the comments. Oh, you think you're this, or you think you're that, you think you're better than people, and you think, oh, your company's not all that, and your products and this and your products that. Come on, people, get the hell. Trolls. I call them internet trolls. Just leave people alone. Let people be fabulous. Let people be successful. If you want to be a piece of shit, then be a piece of shit. But let everyone else do what they're doing for themselves. Let them be successful and happy without your broke ass harassing these people. I am always happy for any and everyone. When I see someone talking about how successful they are and everything they've done, I am so happy for these people. I don't have to know them. I'm proud of them. I will even put it under their video. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work, because you know what? It's good to see someone being successful. It's good to see that someone's a go-getter like you are. I love to see someone that's out there getting what they want, because I'm out here getting what I want. But if you're the type of person that just don't have any get up, you don't want to do anything, no ambitions, no nothing, and you're mad because the next person does, get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here and let people live, okay? Let people do what's best for them. Stop being a hater. It's just so many haters, and they hide behind these keyboards. But this time, those six haters took this poor child to Cabo and killed her. Her parents had never get her back. She's gone. All because someone was jealous of what she had. That's why I say this to people. Please talk to your kids. It's okay to travel. I know people want to travel and get out and hang out with their friends and go places. It's good to go see the world. But teach your kids that every person that smiles in their face is not their friend. You have to let your kids know. It's not like you're putting things in their mind, well, no one's good out here. You can't trust anyone. But what you need to put in their heads is, look, there's a lot of people out here that's miserable. They don't want anything out of life. And if you are going out here and you're getting what you want, they're not going to like that. So you have to be careful. Don't put labels on people as far as to say they are your friend, because you have to really be able to trust someone to call them your friend. That means this person is here with you no matter what. No matter what has happened in your life, they have been there to help you out without even asking any questions while doing so. If you, and vice versa, you for them, if this person has not done that for you and you have not done that for them, then you're not friends, you're associates. This person, if you guys are, as they say, thick as thieves, okay, if you're not there with each other and you're not able to relate to each, and talk about, basically a friend is someone that you can share everything with, even your deepest secrets, and know that they're not even going to tell a soul. A friend is someone that you can call on in the middle of the night. Hey, I need your help. I'm stranded here. I need this. I need that. Can you help me? And they are, the friend is going to get up and they're going to come and they're going to help you. If you cannot do these things, they're not your friend. They're just your associates. And if they, number one, say anything behind your back and they gossip about you just once to someone else, they're not a friend. Number one, you're gossiping, and you're gossiping behind my back. It means you're not a friend. It means you cannot be trusted. This is what people have got to teach their kids. And I taught my kids that. I teach my grandkids that. Be careful. Don't put labels on people saying they're your friends, because no, they're not. They're your associates. I don't know. It could just be me. Because my trust level, I'm not that type to easily trust. So I'm always like really going through things with a fine tooth comb. I'm looking at facial expressions. I'm looking in your eyes, because they say the eyes is to the soul. All you know when a person is feeling some type of way about you. That's why I tell people always have eye contact. Always look a person in their eyes. If they're looking everywhere but back at you, if they cannot look you in your eyes, something's wrong. Somewhere in there, they're lying. Something they're thinking, they can't look in your eyes because their thoughts are not pure where you're concerned. They're lying. Everyone needs to understand this and just be careful. Because we're seeing too much that's going on at this day and age with children, teenagers, young adults killing each other out of jealousy, rather over material things, over men or over women, over gossip. It's just people don't care anymore. And we're living in those days where things are getting real scary, real scary. And the fact that this poor child went there trying to have fun, and it's just listening to her when she was doing these live recordings, when she's looking for them, asking why they're hiding from her, and why they're all huddled up in a group, shut up in rooms, and she's out there in that villa by herself. So they were basically plotting on her. Plotting. And it's sad. It just doesn't sit well. The average parent out here, any of us, all of us that have children, it's just not sitting well, because you're saying to yourself, why? You're asking yourself, why? Why would they take her there? If you couldn't afford to go on that trip, you shouldn't have gone. You took her there because you needed her money. You got her there, and then you were jealous of her, so you killed her. You killed her out of jealousy. Her parents will never see her again, not alive. They can go visit her gravesite. So I feel as a parent, those six should be put in jail and never, ever let out. Those, their lives should, from the rest of the time that they have on earth, in this world, should be spent in prison. They should never get out of prison. And if you ask me, not only should they never get out, they should never be allowed a phone call, a visit, or anything else from anyone. And the time that they spend in prison should be spent in Mexico, where the crime was committed, not in the States, in Mexico. That's where they need to be. Because I doubt if they would survive. But you know what? Who would really care? I'm not going to sit here and say that I would care because what they did to her, I'm one of those people that say your karma, you get your own karma back. What they did to her, that karma should come right back around to them. I'm not going to say, well, maybe, people should. They should be forgiven. Everyone deserves a second chance. No, they don't. They don't. Not when you take someone there and kill them out of jealousy and you only brought them there because you needed their money. No, you don't deserve a second chance. You deserve to be the same way that they did her, the same way that they took her life, the way they took her life. I think the Mexican government should do the same to them. That's just how I feel about it. Because you went to these people's country and you committed a murder, and then you ran back to the States to try to cover it up. You thought you were that damn untouchable that you could just kill somebody, come back here and live life. And after leaving a person's body over there, you left this child's body. You left her in a villa dead, and you came back to the States and went on living and spending her $10,000 while you're at it. Come on now. That's cruel. That's trifling. And they deserve to be punished in the worst way. I wanted to talk about this because I, like I said, I've had some bad friends. Well, see, there's that friend word. I've had some bad associates. I used to say friends in high school. I did. And those same girls that I thought that I was in elementary school with that I thought was that were my friends, they turned out not to be my friends. And I learned that. I learned that in high school. And that's when I stopped using the word friend and it strictly stayed with associates. Now, can I sit here and honestly say that there's anyone that I've known since I was a child or any other time in my life that I can sit here and say that they're a friend to me? No, I cannot. So I guess it's safe to say that I have never had a true, true friend that I could actually call the friend, that I can actually call my friend in my life at 50. And I'm okay with that. I didn't miss out on anything because one thing about me is I grew up with a big family. Okay, there was eight of us. There's eight siblings. I have my siblings. So did I miss having a best friend? No, not really. I didn't. No. I mean, I had associates and my associates and I would hang out sometimes. We would enjoy hanging out and then we would go our separate ways. I didn't need anyone to call, oh, that's my bestie. Oh, I just love my bestie and this and that. No, I didn't have that and I'm okay with that. I am definitely okay with that. I just wanted to do this video, this podcast. And talk about friendship and just let people know we have got to stop claiming everyone as a friend, because everyone is not a friend. People have so many evil intentions that you wouldn't even think that is in their heads. Okay? People are jealous. People don't like successful people. There's a lot of people out there that hate people that are successful. They're envious. They're jealous. You can put on a certain outfit and go out, and people are hating you because of that. Then you think you look good. You think that you're pretty. You think this, you think that. People are angry. A lot of these people are, I think, dealing with mental illness of some kind. And some people are just evil, okay? Just outright evil. And everyone needs to realize this. Okay, well, I just wanted to touch base on this because I was reading up on the fact that this warrant had been issued for that the murderer, or at least one of the murderers of the child in Cabo, and I wanted to do a video on it because it's sad, but at least the parents are going to get some justice. A full justice would be to have all six of them in prison in Mexico. But if they can get one, and maybe that one a snitch on the other ones and get them over there with her, then it would be everyone out here would be better off, because if they've killed once and they get away with it, trust me and believe me when I say they'd do it again because it was easy for them. So if they don't get charged, they will do it again. That's usually how it works with people that do dumb shit like this. But we can only hope and pray that all six of those people eventually will be expedited back over to Mexico and charged with murder. So I would like to thank you all for joining me, Dora Middleton, on Life As It Is. And until next time, take care.